Welcome to Jeremiah Smith Ministries, a place where you can grow in God's Word. Amen. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians 3:18, and we're going to read that here on the King James Version. First of all, it says, "But withal, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." Wow, that's good, isn't it? To know we're going from glory to glory. Amen. Let's say it breaks it down a little bit better in the Amplified. Let's read that real quick. The Amplified says it like this. It says, "Now the Spirit," it says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Amen. And it says, and we all with unveiled face continually seeing as in a mirror the glory of the Lord are progressively being transformed into his image from one degree of glory to even more glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Amen. Notice though, we as a Christian today need to look into the mirror of God's word. If you're looking at the camera today with me, which I am on video right now. And we're doing videos here right now because we're planning to put them on YouTube. But if you were looking at me right now, I'm actually looking at a Bible. And then I'm looking there like it's a mirror. Amen. You should be looking into the word like it's a mirror. Amen. Amen. You know, I mean, I got up this morning and I got in the mirror. I went into the bathroom and was looking in the mirror. You know, I want to make sure my hair looks good. Amen. You know, so I took a shower, you know, got out and combed my hair, you know, put the little stuff in your hair, you know, that makes your hair look good. The hair products, praise the Lord, and trying to make sure my beard looks good, praise the Lord, so I look good. Amen. And, you know, I'm looking in the mirror, you know, I'm trying to make sure that I look good, you know. And it's important, you know, that we're looking in the mirror every day. Amen. We don't want people to see things we don't want them to see. Check yourself before you go out. That's what my mama always used to say. She'd say, check yourself before you go out, you know. I tell you, I've been to some places that people aren't checking themselves before they go out. I'll tell you, man, I remember I went to a restaurant one time and I saw some things with a gentleman on his face and I was like, oh, dear Lord, can't eat here, you know, because he didn't check himself before he went out. Amen. And you need to make sure that you're looking into the mirror and seeing the things that you need to see with God's word. Amen. You want to look your best every day. Amen. I like to look my best. Amen. Get up in the morning. Look the best that you can. Comb your hair. Make sure. And looking at God's word, you want to look your best. Amen. It's a mirror. It's not like any other kind of mirror. You know, the God's word is really different. When you look into the mirror of God's word, you see yourself like God sees you. Amen. And we need to see ourselves like God sees us. Amen. We need to look in this mirror often so we can see ourselves like God sees us. Amen. Looking in that mirror and seeing ourselves like God sees us. Amen. I remember last night I was talking to my wife. I'll never forget it. I was going by the kitchen, you know, and she looked at me. She said, man, you're a good looking guy, you know. Well, that's how she sees me. Amen. And, you know, God sees you in a certain way, doesn't he? He sees things about you that you don't see. Amen. I remember my mama, you know, she always sit there and she would say good things into my life, you know, and she'd speak good things into my life and encourage me to do things, you know, and because she saw some things in me, amen, that I didn't see. And God sees a whole lot in you when you know that you don't see yourself, and you need to remind yourself what he sees in you, amen. You need to see yourself like he sees you, amen. Let's look over at Psalms, the 5th chapter there. We'll see some things that he sees in you, amen, some things he sees about you and some things you should see in yourself when you're looking in the mirror. Psalms 5 in the 5th chapter in the 12th verse, it says, "For thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, will thou compass him with a shield." So that tells you that God sees you as a favored one. Amen. He sees you highly favored. Amen. Well, what is favor? Well, favor works out your situations. Amen. I like to say it every day. Favor is working out all my situations. Amen. Well, you know, favor got Joseph out of the prison. Remember that? Joseph got put into prison, you know, and favor got him out, got him promoted, and he fixed his whole situation for him. Well, favor will fix all your situations. Amen. But God sees you highly favored. Amen. He sees you favored where he can work out all your situations. He sees you that way. Amen. He sees that favor can do things that you can't do on your own. Amen. And he sees that favor, and he sees it all encompassed about you when he looks at you. Amen. That's the way you should see yourself in the mirror. You're highly favored, dripping with favor. Amen. Favor's just dripping off of you. Amen. But you got to see that. Amen. And you need to be looking in the mirror and seeing yourself as highly favored. Amen. Let's look at some more things there. Ephesians, the first chapter and the third verse. Ephesians, the first chapter and the third verse. And it says it like this. It says, and we're going to read the King James Version first. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who hath blessed us with all." How many? Did he say one of them? He say two of them, you know? And maybe, you know, we're reading this to somebody that believes that you're not a very blessed person. Did he say one of them? He said all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Wow. So there's not any more. Amen. He said he gave you all of them, didn't he? Amen. That's some serious amount of blessings. Amen. And God made sure you had all of them. Well, that's a good way to see yourself. Amen. To see yourself blessed with all spiritual blessings. Amen. You say, well, wow, that's a lot of blessings. Yeah, that's a lot of blessings. Amen. But you need to see yourself that way. When you look in the mirror, say, hey, I'm blessed. Amen. You know, people fought over the blessing in the Old Testament. You know, everybody wanted to be blessed. They knew that that blessing would bless them. The Bible says the blessing of God maketh rich. Amen. They knew that if they had the blessing of God on their life, it would do some wonderful things in their lives. Amen. Remember Abraham? He had the blessing of God on his life, and it said he was rich. Amen. And gold and silver and cattle and calf. Amen. You know, God blessed him because, and he put that blessing on his life, and it changed his life, you know. And they would fight over that. You know, you look at Ishmael and you look at Isaac, you know, and you look at the situation that they had there. You know, how he, you know, got this, or Jacob, I'm sorry, Jacob. There, how, you know, he stole the blessing. It was so important. His mama helped him to steal it, you know, and because they knew if you had the blessing of God on your life, dear Lord, you're going to have a whole different life than all the people around you. Amen. And the Bible says you're blessed with all spiritual blessings. Amen. So when you look in that mirror, and you're looking in the mirror of God, and you take a look at that. I'm holding up that Bible again. And I'm looking at it like a mirror. You know, you look in there, you say, man, I am blessed. Amen. You should see that about yourself. See yourself blessed. Amen. See yourself not being the top. You should see yourself the top but not the bottom. You remember that there in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, said how you can be the head and not the tail. The top and not the bottom. Praise the Lord. Blessed in the basket. Blessed in the store. Well, that's how you should. He says in there, even in Deuteronomy 28, you're blessed when you come in. You're blessed when you go out. Amen. I was listening to Jerry Seville the other day, and he was talking about how they would put mats in the front of their house. So when they went to their house, you'd see at the front there, that it said, blessed coming in. Then there was a mat when you came out the other way, blessed going out. And you should see yourself that. You've got all spiritual blessings. You should be blessed when you come in, blessed when you go out. Every day is a blessing day. Amen. You should be looking for a blessing. Have an expectation for blessings. Amen. You say, well, that's prideful, you know, and you shouldn't talk that way, Jeremiah. No, God sees you that way. Amen. God sees you being blessed. He's the one that did it. He's the one that caused it to happen in your life. You don't think he's looking for it to happen in your life? Yeah, he's looking for it to happen in your life. Amen. And you need to see yourself blessed. Amen. Need to be looking for it. Amen. Keep your eyes open, seeing it. Amen. I was doing something today, got up, and I went out and did something today and got blessed. Praise the Lord. The Lord blessed me with something today. You know why? I'm looking for it. Amen. I'm looking for what, you know, the blessings of God in my life. Are you looking for it? He's trying to bless you today, but you got to be looking for it. Amen. And it helps to be looking in the mirror and seeing yourself the way God sees you. Amen. Looking in the mirror. Amen. Get up every day looking in the mirror. Amen. Start out your morning that way. Amen. If you're getting up and you regularly get dressed and get cleaned up, you need to start out your morning, not just looking in the physical mirror, but you need to look in the spiritual mirror, amen, of your of the Word of God, and seeing yourself like God sees you, amen. You have to take the time. You know, today a lot of people don't want to take time. But you got to take the time. Amen. If you want some good things in your life and you want God to change things in your life, or if you just want the same life, you know, like the world has out there, then you don't take the time. But if you take the time, God's going to change some things in your life. He's going to cause good things to happen in your life. Amen. But you got to take the time. Amen. So it's important that we're doing it every day, that we're seeing ourselves like God sees us. I was going to read the Passion Translation here to you of that. I thought it was really good. It says here in the Passion Translation in Ephesians 1:3, it says, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus, all because he sees us wrapped into Christ. Isn't that good? Doesn't that sound like favor wrapping you up? Praise the Lord, because you're wrapped in blessings and favor. Amen. This is why we celebrate him with all our hearts. Amen. Looking in the mirror after a while, you get to look and you see, man, I'm favored, I'm blessed. And boy, you start to, like it says there, celebrate with all your heart. You're like, woo, I look good. Amen. You look in the mirror and you see yourself that way. It's hard to not go, woo, I look good. Amen. Because when you look at how God sees you, you do look good. Amen. You look very good. Your circumstances look very good. You say, well, man, I've had all these challenges. Well, if you're looking in the mirror at God, how God sees you, Your circumstances look good. Amen. Because he can make every circumstance work out for you. Let's look also here at Romans, the fourth chapter. And again, he sees you blessed. He sees you favored. Man, those two things alone, boy, put you over. Praise the Lord. But let's look over here at Romans, the fourth chapter here, and the seventh verse. Let's read this real quick. And I'm going to read out the Amplified first of all here. And it's the Amplified Bible Classic Edition. It says, blessed and happy and to be envied are those whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered up and completely buried. Isn't that good? He says, blessed and happy to be envied. You know, people envy you. Amen. Think about that. They envy you. You're God's child. Amen. And you should look at yourself and say, man, people, they envy me. Amen. They don't even realize it. You know, they say, well, man, he's blessed. He's favored. He's forgiven. Amen. It says here, blessed and happy and to be envied is the person of whose sin the Lord will take no account nor reckon it against him. That's talking about you. He's talking about that your sin, he takes no account of it and it's reckoned not against you anymore. Amen. Amen. Now, there's a whole world out there that's in sin and God's forgiven them all. The Bible says he's forgiven all the world and us of all of our sins. But you got to accept Jesus. Amen. So you're envied because you're forgiven. Amen. You're envied and God reckons it unto you. Amen. Amen. He takes no account of it. He don't take account of your sin. Amen. And he doesn't reckon it against you. Praise the Lord. Think about that. You're forgiven today. Amen. You should see that when you look in the mirror. Hey, I'm forgiven. You know, the enemy likes to tell you every morning, you've done some wrong stuff. You're horrible, you know, and you're just a terrible person, you know. He starts working on you as soon as you get up. Why is he doing that? We're going to talk about that here in a minute. But he's doing that for a reason. He's going at you for a reason. But, you know, you think about this. You should look in the mirror and say, I'm forgiven. Amen. You can smile and say, I'm forgiven. Boy, that devil hates that. You know he just doesn't like that. And you smile and you look in the mirror and go, I'm forgiven. Amen. Oh, he hates that. Let's look here at the Amplified version here. And we're looking at the another version. It says, in him we have redemption, deliverance, and salvation through his blood, the remission and forgiveness of our offenses, shortcomings, and trespasses, in accordance with the riches and the generosity of his gracious favor. Now that's Ephesians 1:7 again. Let's read that one more time because I went over it kind of quick. It says, in the Amplified Edition, it says it like this, in him we have redemption, deliverance and salvation through his blood, the remission, which is forgiveness, of our offenses, our shortcomings and trespasses, in accordance with the riches and the generosity of his gracious favor. Amen. So, you know, he's saying here, you have forgiveness. You're forgiven today. Praise the Lord. You're free today because you're forgiven. Amen. Amen. You know, today, you know, you need to just say that to yourself, and you may have done some really bad things. You know, there's some people that have done a lot of bad things. Paul did some bad things. Amen. Paul, they threw, you know, he didn't mind making sure the Christians were, you know, they were they were, you know, killed. He did everything he could to bring down Christians, you know, and yet he got forgiveness. And it doesn't matter what you're going through today. God will forgive you. You know, Peter, you know, the cock crowed 3 times and he denied Jesus. Amen. But God will forgive you. Amen. Whatever you've done today, maybe you've done a whole bunch of things. It's okay. You know, God forgives you. Amen. He loves you and he forgives you. You need to accept that today. He's forgiven you. Praise the Lord. Don't get up every day and sit in the care of that every day. You're forgiven. Praise the Lord. Amen. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror and how God sees you. He forgives you. Amen. He forgives everything you do, praise the Lord, because he's a forgiving God and he's a loving God. He's a good shepherd. Amen. He's the one that loves you and he's helping you try to get along today and get on where you need to be going. Amen. Now you can be looking at the image of the world. Let's look at Romans 12, the second chapter. Now this is a whole nother way you could be looking at yourself. It says in the Romans, the 12th chapter and the second verse, it says, "And be not conformed to this world." And it says, "But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may change from the inside out." Readily recognize that he wants from you and quickly respond to it, unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity. God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Now, you know, I was reading there Romans, the 12th chapter, second verse. Now, think about that. You know, you can be conformed to the world. You know, the world sees us a certain way. He sees you a certain way. They like to see you as the middle class, the lower class, the higher class. You know, they class everybody. You know, they see you a certain way. But God, you know, he sees you as kings and priests unto him. He sees you blessed. Amen. He sees you the head, not the tail, like we talked about. Amen. He sees you highly favored of the Lord. And it has to do with what you're looking at. Amen. You need to make sure that you're looking at the right things. Why is it important that we look at the right things? Why is it that we should get up every morning and make sure that we're looking in that mirror? Well, the enemy is after you every morning as soon as you get up. Yeah, that's why you get those thoughts as soon as you get up. You say, well, why does he do that? Why is it important to him? Well, you know, he doesn't care if it's already formed in you. He doesn't care if you're already rooted in something. He doesn't care if you're already mature in something. He wants to get something stopped before it starts. Amen. You know, you think about, you know, with abortion all around the world and millions of babies that die. Well, he wants to stop it before it starts. He doesn't know what it can turn out to be. Amen. And he doesn't know what you could turn out to be. You know, you have the potential of doing some wonderful things. And he knows that potential. And he wants to stop that potential at the very beginning. And why? Why? Because he doesn't know how destructive it can be to his kingdom. Amen. That's why he's after you. And that's why he's after the word. He knows, as the Bible says, that the Bible's incorruptible seed, which basically means it's always going to produce. Amen. And so he wants to stop that seed as soon as it's sown. Amen. That's why it's important to put in that seed in every day. That's why it's important you're looking in that mirror every day and reminding yourself every day, putting the word in, because he's coming to try to take that word from you. Let's look at Matthew, the 4th chapter there, the 14th verse. In the 14th and 15th verse, it says, "The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that it was sown in their hearts." I remember when I got saved at my church there when I was very young. I believe it was around 13 when I got saved. And I went to the altar several times to get saved. But I remember when I really, you know, at the time when I got saved was actually when I was going to a church called Faith Tabernacle in Oklahoma City. And Pastor Coy Barker was there at the time when I was going there. And I remember going to the altar and he looked at us and he says, "I want to tell you now, you 1-year-old Christians," he says, "I want you to know." He says, you need to be watching for the enemy, you know. Why would he say that? You know, I just got saved. I don't want to hear that, you know. Devil's coming for me. No, I don't want to hear that, you know. But he wasn't saying that. He was saying, protect the seed that was sown in my life. Amen. And you know, that's why you need to get up and every morning and look in the mirror every morning and remember who you are and protect the seed that's sown in your life and putting the seed in that needs to be sown, because the enemy's coming to get it because he doesn't want it to take root. My wife, she plants lots of plants, you know, and you put them in the water. From understanding, when they're in the water, that's when they're developing the roots. You know, she has several in the water and they're developing roots, you know, and she has several plants that she grows grows, and it's like they're developing roots, you know, so that they can grow and be strong and have a firm foundation. You know, if you have a firm foundation, the enemy's not interested in that. He's interested in stopping it at conception. You know, that's why, you know, the Lord will give you a dream or give you a vision or tell you something good, and the next day, you know, you're getting attacked. Why? It's because the enemy wants to stop it at the conception. Now, if you've already got it developed in you, he's not worried about that. But he wants to stop it at conception, amen, because he doesn't want it to go any further, you know. And in your life, you know, he wants to stop you in your tracks, amen. When you get saved, he wants to stop you at your growth point. He doesn't want you to grow. He doesn't want you to become mature, because then you're like a freight train when you're growing and you're mature. You know, you can't stop a train by jumping in front of it. You can't stop a train. You can. I remember my I used to watch Back to the Future, and they the Back to the Future car was in front of the train. I mean, it just plowed through the Back to the Future car, you know, because, you know, a train, when it gets going, it has so much momentum, it's very hard to stop. Amen. And when you get up and you're taking root and you're growing, when it has momentum, it's hard to stop. Amen. Amen. You know, and when your dream or your vision, or once it's become, you've got it more in you, you know, it's hard to stop. Amen. And it's important that you're making sure that you're becoming you're getting a foundation in it. Make sure you're putting it before you and make sure that you're seeing it. Amen. You need to see yourself in this mirror as mature, or in the mirror mature. You need to see yourself in the mirror the way that God sees you every day. Amen. Developing that picture. The more the picture you have in you, the more it's hard for him to stop. And he's not going to give you as much of a hard time as he would at the beginning, you know, because he knows he can't stop you, you know. And it's important that you realize that. That's what the word's showing you there. He comes at the beginning. Amen. Amen. We got a lot to say on that, but it's important. I remember. And you know, what you're focused on, that's what you become. Amen. And it's important that you realize that today. What you focus on is what you become. You know, if you're not looking in the mirror, then you're going to become like the world. But if you're looking in the mirror, you're becoming more like Christ every day. Amen. And you're developing your faith every day. You're seeing yourself blessed every day. Amen. But you know, the more that you look at it, you're becoming what you look at. Amen. You know, when you're believing for something, you know, a good example, I remember Jerry Seville was talking about, he went down and he rented a hotel down in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I've been to Tulsa. We actually lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I've seen this very clearly. You know, Oral Roberts, a great big campus there, Oral Roberts University, and the big buildings around Oral Roberts. I wanted to go there. I didn't get to go there. I went to Rhema, which is on the Broken Arrow, close to Tulsa, which we lived in Tulsa, and we lived in Broken Arrow for some time. But he rented a hotel there, and he would just sit there and look at those buildings, you know, and just look at them and get them in him, you know. And then he went to build his ministry, and he was able to build his ministry. But he got the picture on the inside of him, you know, looking at those buildings, you know, across the campus. And I mean, if you look at those buildings, they're magnificent. They're huge. And he was getting it on the inside of him. Amen. And, you know, and it's like with the picture of yourself in the mirror, you've got to get it on the inside of you. Amen. See yourself blessed, see yourself favored, and so you can accomplish the dreams that God has for you. Amen. And maybe you have a dream today. Maybe you need to go just sit there and look at some things. Put some things before you. Amen. Get it on the inside of you, and so that you can develop the things that God's wanting you to develop in your life today. Maybe he's talking about you about doing a certain kind of business. Or maybe he's got something that he wants you to focus on, and he's giving a word to you, then it's important that you're taking the time and putting it in front of you so that you see it. Amen. Whatever you need to do, go start looking at buildings, you know, looking at the things that you need to look at and putting it before you. Amen. So that you're getting it on the inside of you. Amen. I believe that was for somebody. But, you know, whatever you're focused on, that's what you become. I wanted to be a rock star for years and years and years when I was a kid. I mean, I did. I wanted to be a rock star all through high school. I had long hair and played guitar. And, I got guitar lessons, and I grew my hair out. And, I mean, I wanted to be a rock star. rock star. I played in bands and all kinds of bands, you know. One time, I believe I played in like 3 bands at one time. Loved playing in bands, you know, and sang and played guitar, praise the Lord, you know. And I just loved it, you know. I loved rock and roll, you know. And because I looked at it all the time, that's what I became, you know. I mean, I'm looking at the magazines and seeing them in the videos, you know, and I wanted to be that, you know. Still like to play guitar today, but I like to play for Jesus today, praise the Lord. But, you know, you think about that, you know, that's what I became. I'm looking at it and I'm becoming it. I'm looking like it, you know, because that's what I'm looking at, you know. And, you know, whatever you're looking at today, that's what you're becoming. What are you putting in, praise the Lord? Are you looking at how he sees you? Are you looking like the world sees you? You know, I remember when I first rededicated my life to the Lord. Actually, when I got saved, I was a lot like we were talking about earlier. The enemy came and took the word from me. You know, I wanted to be a pastor right away. God put that in my heart, and I really wanted to reach people. You know, but man, I fell by the wayside, didn't take root. You know, the enemy shook that out of me, and later in life, I rededicated my life probably 19 years old, I rededicated my life to the Lord. And, you know, he had to do some changes in me. I had to go from glory to glory. Amen. I remember, you know, at one point I had an extensive collection of rock albums, you know. And I took those and I actually gave them to a pawn shop, you know, and I took that money and I bought another guitar and I used it for the Lord's work, actually. And I put a big old sticker on it that said Jesus on this guitar. And so they saw it when I went out to play, you know, what I represented, you know, when I went out there to play. And I'd play, you know, for Christian music. I played downtown for, you know, for the homeless. And I'd go out there to minister, you know. But God's changing me, you know. I'm going from glory to glory. And so, you know, the more I'm looking in this book and I'm looking in his mirror, you know, I'm changing on the inside, you know. And suddenly my desires are changing, you know. And then I wanted to become a minister, you know. I wanted to get into ministry. So I started going, I decided, well, man, I feel like the Lord's leading me. So I went to Rhema. You know, because I'm changing. The more I'm looking in the mirror, I'm changing, and he's changing you. The more you're looking in the word, he's changing you. Your desires are changing, and he's putting things in you, getting you where he wants you to be. Amen. What he's created you to do. And then I went out to Rhema, and I actually had Brother Hagin in one of my classes. I got to see Brother Hagin up close, and he would actually teach in one of my classes there while I was at Rhema. And I actually had some wonderful, well-known ministers today that were in those classes. You know, Keith Moore was there, and he was one of my teachers, taught 2 or 3 classes a day. You know, I had some well-known teachers there, you know, but I was where he wanted me to be. And I'm changing from glory to glory. What is he leading you to do? How's he changing you today? Are you looking in the mirror? Amen. Getting up every morning, looking in the mirror, you're going to see, he's going to get you on the, going to the right places and being there at the right time, you know, but you got to see yourself that way. Got to be looking in the mirror. Amen. Amen. Well, let's look over at 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter there. 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. Let's look at that real quick. 2 Corinthians, 3rd chapter, the 18th verse. It says, we're supposed to be going from glory to glory. We talked about this. This is our opening verse, but let's read it again there. It says, with open face beholding as in the glass, glory, the glory of the Lord, as we're changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord. So he wants you to go from glory to glory. Amen. Amen. I remember, you know, after a while, you know, when I first rededicated my life, I had to separate from some friends. You know, they didn't understand that. You know, I'm like, man, I'm going to serve Jesus now. They didn't understand that, you know, but God needed to separate me from some friends, you know. Maybe today you may have to separate from some things, you know, so he can get you where you need to be. Abraham, he called him out to be somewhere where he never had been before, you know, and he blessed him out there where he told him to go, you know. Maybe he's wanting you to separate from some things, you know, and he has to do that in your life, you know. As you grow, you're going to may have to separate and do some things. You have to get rid of some albums and do some changes, you know, because you're not who you were. Amen. You're born into the family of God. You're adopted into the family. You're a king's kid now. Amen. And you're not who you were. You don't relate to the world like you used to. Amen. He's got a purpose and a plan for you. Amen. And so you should see yourself different. Looking in the mirror. Amen. Make sure that you're looking in the mirror. Amen. We're going from glory to glory. Let's look over at Romans, the 8th chapter, the 29th verse. I like how this says this in Romans, the 8th chapter, the 29th verse. I'm going to read the Amplified version. He said, "For those whom he foreknew, whom he was aware and loved beforehand, he also destined from the beginning, foreordained them to be molded into the image of his Son and share inwardly his likeness, that he might become the firstborn among many brethren." Amen. So he's molding you. He's changing you. Amen. You're not going to desire some of the same things that you used to desire. Amen. He may work with some of those things. You know, like I was in a band, you know, and played with different rock songs and did different things like that. And then all of a sudden now I'm playing Christian songs. Amen. And he may work with that, but he's getting you where he wants you to go. Amen. You'll find out you desire things you didn't desire before, you know. I mean, some people would say, "Well, man, why would you want to be a minister?" Well, you know, God put that desire in me. Amen. And he may put some different desires in you. People may not understand why you want to do what you want to do. You know, I've heard of people wanting to use their gym as a Christian gym, you know, workout place. Well, why would they desire that? That sounds crazy probably to the world, but maybe not to them. Amen. You know, maybe they want you to come in and get your spirit and your soul rejuvenated and your body, you know. Amen. that's the kind of business they want to do, you know. And you know, some people, I was looking at a Bible the other day, and it was actually by a guy that actually worked on for DC Comics and Marvel Comics. And he made the whole Bible like one big comic book, but it was very much quality, you know. It was amazing, you know. But you think about that, you know. He used his talent that way, and then he turned it into something to use for the Lord's work, amen. And, you know, you've got giftings today and abilities that nobody else has, amen. There's no one like you, amen. And you look at our fingerprints, they're all different, amen. Nobody's like you. Nobody has the abilities that you have, amen. And, you know, you think about that today, you know, God's changing you as you look in the mirror, and he's changing you, and he's using that gifting that you have, and he's wanting to, and he's molding you more like himself, amen, so he can get this gospel out and be a blessing to other people and help them to grow, amen. And it's so important that you're looking in that mirror every day when you get up. You see, he's molding us into his image. Are you looking in the mirror of God's word today? Are you looking every morning? Every time you get up, are you looking in the mirror? Amen. Because we need to be looking and going the direction that he wants us to go. Or are you looking at the world today? And you listen to what they have to say about you today. Believe me, the world has a lot to say. They don't seem to want to be quiet. But God has a lot to say too. And he's saying a lot of good things to you. And he's saying a lot of wonderful things. He's trying to get into your life. Don't let the enemy rob you of those things. Don't let him steal those things that God's putting in your heart. Amen. Make sure you're looking in that mirror every day. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your goodness, and we thank you for your mercy today. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your molding us and shaping us into your image today, Father, Lord. And Father, we just lift everybody up here to you today, Father, Lord, as they've come in today, Father. Lord, we ask that you touch them with your grace today, Father, and your favor, and help them, Lord, to get through the week with no problem this week, Father, Lord, and be encouraged and refreshed, Father. And Father, we just ask for it in Jesus' name, Father, Lord. And Father, we just ask, I believe there's someone right now, Lord, that's on the edge. They've been pushed to the edge. I see that they're on the edge of having challenges, and they're about to give up, Father, Lord. Encourage that person today. Help them to realize, Lord, just take one moment to look and how you see them, Father. You see them winning and coming through it. The Bible says we always triumph through Christ Jesus. Help them to see that you're bringing them through it with no problem, Father. And they just have to see it. Help them to get their mind on it. Don't let the enemy steal that word from them. Help them to keep that word, Father, and rooted and grounded in it. And Father, we just ask for it in Jesus' name, Father. And Father, Lord, if there's someone here that's not saved, Lord, help them, Lord. Draw them, Father. Help them right now, Father, Lord. Help them not to walk away today. And Lord, help them to get in the boat with us, Father. And Father, we just ask for it in Jesus' name. If you're not saved today, you can be saved right now. All you got to do is just pray this prayer with me. The Bible says in Romans 10:9-10, it says, if you confess Jesus as Lord of your life and you believe God has raised him from the dead, you are saved. That's all you got to do. And so if you want to, you can pray this prayer with me right now. Father, I just believe you've raised Jesus from the dead. And Father, I just believe that you want to save me now. And Father, I just ask that I confess Jesus as Lord of my life right now. And I just accept you, Jesus, in my life right now. In Jesus' name, Amen and amen. All you had to do is pray that with me right there, and you are saved right now. Praise the Lord. You say, well, I don't feel saved. Well, you are. God doesn't lie, and He acts on His word, and the Holy Spirit hovers over His word, and He's changing you right now. Praise the Lord. Amen. And you need to start looking in the mirror every day. Praise the Lord. Start looking in the mirror. Don't let the enemy take that from you. You need to be looking in the mirror every day. Amen. Remind yourself that you're saved. Romans 10:9-10, which I just quoted to you. You are saved. Praise the Lord. And you know, also, you can email us here at Jeremiah Smith Ministries. We'd love to hear from you. And that's you can email me at jeremiahsministries@yahoo.com. We'd love to send something encouraging to you if you let us know. We love you a whole bunch. And God bless you. I hope that you have a wonderful day. If you'd like to contact us for prayer, praise reports, or offerings, go to jeremiahsmithministries.podbean.com. Thank you for listening.